Welcome to the People of Portland and Beyond, episode 36. Today with me in studio, Melissa Monroe. How are you doing today?
Good.
So, you are an artist and you are a resident basically all your life in Portland. Mm-hmm. How has it been?
It's good. I like it here. I'm happy to be here. Travel a lot and I'm always happy to come home.
At what age did you first travel out of country?
Out of country, my parents were missionaries, and so I went to Peru when I was really young.
Very cool.
Like 4 or 5. We were there for a couple months. And then my family is all in the military, so just traveled around the States a lot as a kid.
Did that, you think, inspire some of the art you do?
Not so much. I'm sure, I think everything that I've done or inspires my art somehow, but I don't necessarily look at that. When I travel now, it definitely inspires me when I come back or when I'm there and I'm working.
You still remember what it was like back all the way back then in Peru?
I remember bits and parts of it. I was so young.
Yeah.
We went to Machu Picchu. I'm saying that wrong, but
I've been reading, hearing about that place a lot in the podcast. I know what you mean.
Yeah, it was really cool. I got really sick when I was there, so I remember that.
Really?
I remember the people were really nice, and definitely like the old ruins. I really was inspired by that for sure.
Do you know any other languages?
No.
Do you ever want to learn?
Not necessarily. I would like to be better at like my Spanish and my French. When I was a kid, my parents put me in Spanish lessons, so I could speak pretty well that when I was younger. But then when I took French in high school and college, I just was really confused. Like, I think it messed me up trying to, because I kept trying to do the Spanish
right
in the French. And I'm just not very good at talking anyway, so.
Yeah, I tried to learn Spanish. They tried to teach me, but it never stuck. No. Long time, like 8 years in school growing up.
It's really hard.
Yeah, for sure. When did you first start doing art? At what age?
So I did like pottery in high school and college, but I wasn't really, I feel like that was more of like a craft kind of thing. I never really looked at it like art.
Yeah.
And I didn't start painting until about 6 years ago when I met my partner. My partner, who's my partner now, but then yeah. He was just my friend and I saw him painting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. So that's... What age was that?
I was 26. Yeah.
Wow. I guess that's not that... Because I started learning guitar when I was like 18.
Yeah.
And then it's just like... Just took it like it wasn't that hard. I don't know. It was just like inside of me. Is that how you felt when you started painting?
For sure. I thought I couldn't do painting because I couldn't draw. Uh-huh. Always been like horrible penmanship and horrible. Like, so I just thought, oh, if you can't draw, you can't paint.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's a pretty common... thought.
And yeah,
it doesn't really need to be, but I saw my partner Jesse, I saw him painting a mural in the coffee shop I was working at.
Yeah.
And it was just amazing to me because I was like, he's just painting, like it just has the paint and it's going on the wall, and you know, like there was no like plan or sketch, or it's, you know, still pretty abstract.
Yeah.
So there was no like has to look exactly like an apple or something. And I went home that night, and my husband at the time did construction, and so there was like wood and paint and stuff. So I just kind of started like pouring paint on like random pieces of wood and like breaking glass and putting it on there. And I showed it to my sister-in-law who was living with me. She was like, "You're amazing," and I was like, "Yeah, whatever," you know.
Right.
So I kind of did that for like 8 months or so. And it really set me free from the situation I was in, for sure. Like, it just gave me so much joy. So
it was kind of like art inspired out of anarchy?
Yeah, something. I was very angry. So I think that it just released some of that anger and gave me something to do with my time besides just like a hobby.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. A release?
Yeah.
Nice.
For sure.
Did you have any formal training?
No, not at all. It's funny because I worked at Michael's Arts and Crafts for like 10 years.
Yeah.
But I never...
Well, that's training, I guess.
Yeah, I never really like I worked in the fine art department and everything. I never really paid attention to the supplies or anything like that.
Just being around it though.
Yeah. And then about like 8 months after I started doing that, I left my husband at the time. And a few months later, I started dating Jesse, who was a painter, and painting with him. And as we started dating, I just started painting every day with him. And so that was definitely a training.
How many hours a day?
Every chance I got. So I was working like full time then. But like that's like all I was doing pretty much on the side.
Maybe because we started later in life. It's like you weren't forced when you were younger. So now it's like you really want to do it.
Yeah, exactly. Like I took piano lessons from the age of like 10 to 18. Yeah. And I just hated it. But now I play music again. And I like find it so much more enjoyable because I don't have to do it, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So, yeah, maybe even so, if you just like grow up in that field, you're then doing it for the money. It's almost like you're imprisoned to it. But if it's a hobby and it eventually turns into a profession, then it's a bit better, I think.
Yeah. And for me, like I was working at a coffee shop and then I ended up purchasing the coffee shop with some friends.
Mm-hmm.
When the business owner decided to sell it, we were like, oh, we can buy it. You know, we have enough money between us. She was selling it for super cheap. Like, we pretty much just bought the equipment from her.
Yeah.
And took over the lease.
Nice.
But after 6 months of doing that, one of the business partners stole the coffee shop from us.
Wow.
Which was crazy.
That is. How'd they do that?
They dissolved the LLC without permission, so illegally dissolved the LLC.
What?
And changed the locks and called the cops and said we weren't allowed on the property.
It's a unique brand of person that could be that evil.
Yeah, definitely. Crazy person.
Yeah.
So that was really my community at the time. Like, mm-hmm. I'd made a lot of friends. It was a really great coffee shop. Just like one of those places you walk into, everybody knows each other and you can meet someone new and sit and talk to them.
Yeah, that's cool.
So it was a really big part of my life at that time and had also brought about a lot of change in my life. So it was it was my identity at the time. So when that got taken away from me, it was like, well, I can either find another job or I can paint and try to sell my paintings. So that's when I started selling my paintings and nice. Been full time since then.
What was the first painting that you did sell? Is it on the Instagram?
It's somewhere way down there. I'm trying to think of what the first things I sold were, like little drawings, like little watercolors. I sold them on eBay.
Okay.
And then I started.
Are you on Etsy right now?
I do have some stuff on Etsy. I kind of forget about it because I never really sell anything on there.
Yeah.
So I actually don't know if any of the things on there are actually available. That's one on my list to do.
What was the second thing though you were saying?
I was just selling stuff on eBay for like $40. That's like how I started. Just like little drawings.
On eBay?
Yeah, on eBay.
That's amazing because there's so many other competitors on there that you broke through. What keywords were you using?
Well, you know, there's not much art and there's a cat, like I was doing outsider art. So there was a lot.
So you're putting like outsider art as the title and stuff?
Yeah.
So, like, how are people finding it? How are you promoting it?
You know, there's like this weird collector base on eBay.
Yeah.
That are looking for like cheap art
and music.
I don't know.
Or is it like indie art or I think art is better than music as far as that.
Oh yeah. It's being able to find it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think people want art more than music too, because art is not digital. Like, you want it hanging on your wall.
Yeah. Well, it's an item.
Right.
Like, people buy like a record or like a CD, even if they don't listen to it, you know, like they want to have something.
Yeah.
Well, you might get to it there.
I can't believe how many pictures are. I thought like I'd be able to go
so
down.
So if you go up from there, I think a little bit.
Oh yeah, because there's not art. Oh, you at can some see. You this can, was before you started.
That's when
art.
I kind of started doing the broken glass stuff on there. That white stuff there. It's not. It doesn't look like my other art. Yeah, more pictures of my kids back then. Yeah. People are like, "Why don't you post pictures of your kids?"
Really?
Let's see.
Where was this that you were?
That was in Australia.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. Were there scary spiders there?
I didn't see any. I think
that's
I saw
the reason. I don't want to go.
I saw like one in a web. None like inside.
Not in like your hotel. Just
no,
chilling.
Not at
I'm,
all.
I'm like thinking they're everywhere in every corner.
All right.
But people are used to. Did you see kangaroo there?
No, I didn't. And I didn't see koalas. And I was kind of upset about that. Like, you know, I went all the way there and I didn't
what
get
part
to...
of Australia were you in?
We was in Brisbane.
Okay.
And then I was kind of in the city. So I wasn't like in nature areas.
Yeah. Are we getting the first painting at some point? Over?
I mean, I don't know which one I sold first, honestly. Okay. Like those were definitely like my eBay days.
This is some eBay stuff.
That was my website, but that's stuff I sold on eBay for nice. Sure.
What style of art would you say is this?
I like to call my stuff like abstract figurative because a lot of it is figures, but definitely abstract.
What artists have inspired you?
I think that I am more inspired by music and like objects.
This inspired you right here? Brand new.
Oh, brand new. That's like back in the day. That's like what I listened to in high school. There are artists like I follow on Instagram and I'll be inspired by their work for sure.
Yeah.
But
you grew up around musicians?
Yeah, I mean, I played music and a lot of my friends were musicians.
What instrument did you play?
Piano, keyboard. Mm-hmm. Now I play like saxophone.
Definitely inspired by the keyboard because you have it in this painting right here, right?
Yeah.
Did you have musical training or was it just improvisation?
Yeah, I took lessons for 10 years in piano, but then I didn't play music for years until I met Jesse and he's a musician. And he was like, oh, we'll just play together. And I was totally nervous because I was like, I've never like played with somebody else. Like I didn't like
live or anything.
Yeah, like I never got to like jam.
Right.
Like with my friends, like all my guy friends were like, they wouldn't let me play with them kind of thing. Even though I was probably more like musically trained than they were. But, you
like
know,
they
it's
don't
like
want you to play sports with them.
Yeah, it was like the boys band, right. You know. But now I feel really lucky. I have a lot of friends that are musicians and we play together a lot. And I've got to like jam with really amazing musicians that I don't feel qualified to have done that with. But I just keep doing it and it's really great.
Nice.
Yeah.
Have you ever any recordings right now?
Yeah, there's some on my website. Oh, right. I don't even think I have them on my website. Now that I think about it, I think I took it off because they were so old.
Mm-hmm.
I have a video on YouTube called Whale Feathers, and that is a performance piece that Jesse and I did. We played music along to a video we made.
Nice.
And that was really fun. We performed that once, and we'll probably perform. Or no, we performed it twice. It was really, really
just
great.
The two of you?
Yeah, yeah. So we had the... we had the video playing behind us and then we played like music to it. So on the YouTube, it's just a recording of us playing.
Okay.
And then the video showing.
All right.
Yeah.
That's cool. What kind of instruments does he do? Like vocals and guitar?
He does like guitar and synthesizers.
Uh-huh.
And bass. Yeah, we have like a whole music room and we have like all the instruments. We're like instrument collectors.
Nice.
Yeah.
And where did you guys meet?
At the coffee shop that I was working at is where we met. So we were friends for like a year.
Yeah.
And he would come and get coffee every day because he lived down the street. And then we'd just like talk and had been friends for a year. And then... and both of us were in relationships that whole time and not necessarily interested in right. each other, just like just friends. So that was really cool to have that friendship first.
Nice. Yeah. And to meet in person. That's
kind of
rare these days.
Yeah, totally.
Most people are on the swiping apps and things.
Right. No, I've never done that. So
that's good.
Yeah, it's been great. We've been together for over 5 years now and done a lot together. We definitely just keep having experiences and... Nice. He just bought a church building that we renovated into a house. So that's been my last like 6 months.
Kind still of working on that?
Still recovering from the moving. We had a studio on Burnside and did gallery shows and stuff like that. And so we moved out of that and moved out of our house into one space.
Downtown Burnside?
No, 30th and East Burnside.
Okay.
Kind of by Music Millennium.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
Do you ever go to art night around here?
I haven't in a while. I've been kind of been hiding the last like 8 months, I feel like, from this move. Cold. But I need to, yeah, and the cold,
yeah,
right?
I hear you. It's been really cold.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's like the other day it was starting to warm up. And then it's like, no, it's still cold. You're just kidding around.
It's such a trick.
It is.
I was in California last weekend and then I like came home and it was kind of sad.
I know. I've done that before, like visited California and you're like, oh, back here again.
Yeah. We go to Mexico in January every year. Jesse teaches a workshop.
Yeah.
So it's really awesome. But then you come back and it's just miserable here.
What kind of workshop?
He teaches painting workshops, so about his process and stuff. They're like 5-day intensive workshops. Nice. For adults. Yeah, so I get to travel while he does that, and I get to hang out, be a little helpful, and also just relax. It's nice.
Nice. And what were you doing before art?
Just being a mom. Mm-hmm. And working. I worked in retail for a really long time. And then
a lot of rude customers.
Yeah, I think that people don't necessarily always see that a person is helping them, you know, they like you're more like this thing or like a robot or something. So
yeah.
That you don't feel very acknowledged a lot of the time, especially working as a cashier. For a long time I did that. And so just weird.
Treat you like you're there to provide them a service.
Yeah, especially during the holiday season. I think that retail workers during like Christmas time, they just have the worst job ever.
Yeah, and I think the post office.
Yeah. There's lots of ones like that.
Yeah.
But definitely thankful. I mean, I haven't had like a regular job in 5 years now. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, working for myself has been pretty sweet too.
Yeah,
can't go back to getting bossed around anymore.
Mm-mm. No, it's just nice to be able to make your own schedule.
Yeah. You also are doing a workshop yourself?
Yeah, so last weekend when I was in California, I taught my first workshop. Nice. And it was really great, but even that like I had to be there and I had to be present for like 8 hours.
Yeah.
And it was definitely like, if I was at home, I'd just like go sit down for a little bit now, you know?
Yeah.
But it was really great. I had 9 students and we had lots of fun. It was 2 days. And I'm going to teach another one in Portland in September at my studio.
Nice. So, what part of Portland is that in?
We're in like outer northeast. So okay. Like near 82nd.
Cool. What are some good food places you like to eat in Portland?
Oh, man. I feel like I'm really bad at trying new places. So I just go to we have like our normal places we go to. Yeah, there's a really great taco truck by my house. we go there a few times a week. Where else? I love pizza. Baby Doll Pizza is probably
I love them. I keep plugging them every show. I'm like,
really?
They're the best. Yeah. they're awesome. I love Baby Doll. They're my favorite pizza. And I'm like from New York, so I like really particular, and I just think I used to like SFNY, but whatever it is, Baby Doll just does the crust and the cheese perfectly.
It's so perfect. So our old studio was right by there on Burnside.
I'm jealous.
Yeah.
I'd be getting it like every week at least.
We went there. I mean, we'd probably go there like 3 times a week at least.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was good. And then like last year, I had to stop eating bread. I was like, what do I eat now?
You have to go gluten-free?
Yeah, I just went like, I had some like gut issues, so I went totally sugar-free, carb-free.
Yeah.
All that stuff.
Going probiotic and all that.
Yeah, but now I'm pretty good. I went to Baby Doll for their pizza week slice. It was really good.
Oh, I should have went.
It was really good.
The only way I can get it is delivered through like Postmates from here.
Oh, man.
I know, I wish I could get it more.
It's so, yeah, it's kind of far from here.
It's still cheaper than Hot Lips, though, which is like $30 if you end up getting it delivered.
Oh, man.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
Is there good pizza around here?
There is. The closest is SFNY, I guess. That's kind of by the McDonald's all the way all the way up like 19th, 20th.
Oh,
Trader
man.
Joe's area, I guess.
Oh, okay. That's where I just came from.
Yeah.
My friend lives over there, so anytime I come downtown, I have to go visit her. Because it's so far.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, probably like 20-minute drive from here if there's no traffic.
Mm-hmm.
My house is. It's not bad.
Nice. Did you say you're inspired a lot by elephants?
Elephants? Old toys. Okay. I said that. Yeah, I feel like, yeah, definitely like antiques. I love going to like estate sales and antique shops and just like looking at things.
Yeah.
And a lot of times I'll just like take pictures on my phone and go home and paint it later or just like look at it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how many tattoos do you have?
I haven't counted them in a while, but quite
a few.
You got
this swan one, right?
Yeah, that was my last tattoo that I got.
Where'd you come up with the idea for the swan basket tattoo? And then is that a design you picked out or did you design that?
I drew that. So I have trade with Alice Carrier, who's pretty well known in Portland as a tattooist. She does flowers.
Okay.
Yeah. And
amazing.
She, yeah, so like people are like, you got that from her? <'Cause> she, I have some of her flowers too, but she's a friend of mine, and so and I make prints for her, and so I had an appointment scheduled with her for a tattoo, and I was super busy and had not decided what to get up till the morning before my tattoo.
Uh-huh.
So I like got up, dropped my kids off at school, and was like, I have 2 hours to figure out what I'm getting tattooed on me in 2 hours.
Yeah.
And I was like super stressed out about it the night before. I was like, I'll figure it out. I'll have a dream or something will happen. Like,
yeah.
It's not the first time I've done that. And so I woke up and I just thought of a swan. And so I was like, oh, I'll draw a swan.
Does it symbolize anything?
I think at that time it was just like so busy that the swan was just like calmness to me.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
Would you ever give her like designs for her customers to use?
Yeah, if anybody wanted. I mean, I'm totally down to draw tattoos. I have a few friends that have my work on them.
Yeah.
I've had people ask me to draw them tattoos and then they don't want to pay me for it.
Yeah.
So I kind of, you know, I'm totally down, but it's like, yeah, give me like, I mean, not much. I don't need much.
Just something to show that my work is worth something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hear you on that.
But if somebody wanted to get something I've already drawn or painted, I'd be totally down. Like, go ahead, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you plan on getting color added or do you like it just as is for the tattoo?
I just have one color tattoo. I
so prefer non-color
tattoo? I just like black. I like black lines. It's simpler. But who knows? I don't know.
I have a bear just like one of the bears you drew.
Yeah, just one of the... Yeah, that would be good.
A lot of nostalgia, I guess, would inspire you, I would say.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kitties and animals and fun stuff you remembered as kids.
Yeah, definitely that. I'm not really... It's weird to me that that is what's really inspiring me right now is like old toys and stuff. So...
Yeah.
I've kind of been like trying to figure out what it is besides that I just like them.
Yeah.
But, and those pieces were, the lady pieces are part of my series Bad Mother.
Okay.
That were all about, just the icon of the mother and the judgment of the mother and what moms are supposed to do and not do and... So I did a whole show at our space we had that was all about the bad mother.
Right. Nice. Where was the show?
Just at the gallery space that my partner and I had at True. Mm-hmm. It was called True Measure Gallery. Yeah. So we did that for 4 years we were there. It was our studio space and then we had a gallery in the front.
Very cool.
Yeah. Those are masks I made.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Would you say you do more reading or TV, movies, or video games?
Probably more TV, because I'll put the TV on when I paint a lot. Yeah. Like nature shows, or like sometimes, like I've watched like Breaking Bad like 4 times.
I was just watching it the other day, and I was putting on the second to last episode because that was like my favorite one.
It was so good.
It was. Netflix free trial was about to end, so I was like, let's put on 4K second to last episode of Breaking Bad. It's like, it's so intense.
So I like to put on stuff I've already seen or nature shows when I'm painting, just to kind of like...
You don't have to get wrapped into it.
No, just like a background thing. Yeah, like that. Hanging out with someone. But definitely there's always music on at the house. I like to read, but I have a hard time making time to just sit too. And read. But I've been trying to listen to more like audiobooks and podcasts.
Yeah, podcasts I find are easier to put in the background, because when you're watching a movie or TV show, even if you've seen it already, if it's like a crazy action scene comes on, and then all of a sudden you're like getting distracted, and you're like, I don't know, all you hear in the background is like a bunch of weird, loud, clangy sounds, and you're like, the last 10 minutes I've just been hearing crazy noises. Mm-hmm. So then I started listening to podcasts more after I realized that.
Yeah, you're like, what is that? Do I really need to listen?
Yeah, it just annoys
that?
You when you're getting distracted. Yeah. Game of Thrones coming back though soon.
Yeah, it has come back.
It has?
Yeah.
Good to know. I'll be watching that as soon as you leave.
The second episode was out last night.
Oh, wow.
I'm not like a huge Game of Thrones person, but I've seen them, and we had free HBO trial. So I was like, all right, I'll watch these 2 episodes and then I'll wait till they're all on and try it again. But... Yeah.
So you've watched the ones before that last season? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen them all, but like just, mm-hmm. I'm just not like a super into it, you know? Yeah.
What show are you super into?
I don't know. I guess I'm not really, like, I can like go a long time without seeing a show and then be like, oh, there's a new season of that out. I guess I'll put it on. I mean, I've watched like all of Walking Dead. I'm not super proud of that though.
Yeah, I can't stop watching that either.
It's so bad. I just keep watching
it. I know. It's so bad. And then like they obviously changed it after people complained that season when they killed those 2 characters right in the beginning. Simon, like,
when
they smashed his head.
Oh, that was horrible.
Yeah. And then the other guy after what was his name?
Glenn,
yeah, after he was already killed, and then they're like, no, he's not dead, but now we're gonna kill him. People were so pissed after that. I feel like it dramatic, like, kind of changed the tone of the show after that.
Yeah, it's definitely been softer.
Yeah, I like the harder version though. Like, you need that in it's like Game of Thrones style, like, just destroys you. You're like, oh, I can't believe that just happened.
Right?
You need that in a dramatic show, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Which is terrible, but like Breaking Bad worked based off of that. All these shows worked based off of like that formula.
I know. I wonder when I have that stuff on how it's like affecting my art. Because it's not like it inspires me or something, but I'm like, why am I watching this and painting? It's so weird. I'm like painting a cute little bear. It was like, they're attacking zombies. Definitely.
And what, something you post, somebody tagged you at something in Spanish, Gallery Un Vision.
Oh, that is, on my Instagram, I have like, it's this collector I have in France that does shows.
Yeah.
And so there's some of my pieces that he has, he like puts in shows that he hosts.
Nice. In France?
Yeah, in France.
Do you send them the physical copies or?
Yeah, like he's bought in several pieces from me. And so he has them there. So that's not, that piece isn't mine, but there was a whole catalog he put out.
Yeah.
And, he's great. He's one of the people I met through eBay. It was just like all these like international collectors, these weird.
So you messaged him and then started dialogue and then off-site you talked to him?
Yeah, like after he'd been buying my work on eBay and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually met someone on eBay too from Portland, and It was my friend Lucas, the first episode, basically. Uh-huh. I met him through eBay. Wow. And we've been friends ever since. Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome.
It is. It's like, I never imagined I'd be friends with someone that I sold something to on eBay. Right. He didn't want to pay shipping, basically.
Mm. Oh, my mom met her husband on OfferUp.
No way.
Like, because she was going to buy a trailer from him.
That's funny.
And then he was like, I'm not going to sell you the trailer, but can I take you out for a drink?
That's so cool. I was just going to say, people on OfferUp have done nothing but lowball me and try to offer trades. And like, I've never gotten a good deal.
No.
So that's funny that it did go that way.
Yeah, it was super sweet. She decided like, oh, I'm going to, because she kept having these boyfriends and she wanted to go camping with them and stuff. And yeah. She was like, I'm just going to go camping by myself. I'm going to buy a camper. And then that's how she met him. So nice. Super sweet.
Do a lot of live painting outside?
I haven't done too much. I did that in Palm Springs. I had a show in November. So yeah. At the opening, I did live painting during the opening outside. It was really great.
What kind of advice would you give to people that, like you, got started in art late and are hesitating, thinking they're not good enough?
Oh, I just say it's never too late. First of all, you have to like doing it. Think like anything, you know? Like, I meet a lot of people that are like, oh, I want to be a famous artist. Right. It's like, I don't want to be a famous artist. I just want to get to paint as much as I can.
Yeah.
So I think that's the most important. And then also just the only way you're going to get better is practice. So just paint a lot.
Yeah.
And if you have to sell your work for cheap at first, that's okay. You know, don't try to just like be like, oh, I made 10 pieces and now I'm going to sell them for $500 each. You know, make like 500 pieces and sell them for $100 first.
Yeah. Like same thing as a musician.
Yeah. You
almost play free when you're younger, but when you're older, you get paid.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you?
I do now. I mean, occasionally I have to take a lower paying gig and, mm-hmm. you know.
Musicians, I don't know how they make money. Like, that is so much harder than making art.
I think it depends on how you approach it. A lot of the musicians will think that they need to play bars, but that's not the only venue that you can play. Like, there's so much other places, and they'll pay you. And Gig Masters is how I get my paying gigs.
Yeah.
And that's how I get most of my paying gigs, other than the Portland Saturday Market gig 2 days ago. Mm-hmm. That's the one I kind of got myself. But that was a lower paying gig.
Yeah.
But it's worth it because you can play original songs for an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the other ones are mostly cover gigs, like corporate venue gigs, birthday parties, weddings. But it's worth it because you get paid money.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah, I guess it's kind of like you don't really get paid as an artist unless you sell something, you know? I spend a lot of money, like gallery shows. I spend money to not to be in them, but, you know, to frame the work, to get the work there, to show up there. And then you could like not sell anything. But something always happens, whether it's like someone who buys your work a year later or you get another show or, you know.
So it's getting exposed.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. At Burnside Skate Park, you were doing a collaboration. Do you think that helps as a newer artist to start collaborating with people, seeing how they work?
Yeah, definitely. I think being a part of the community and meeting other artists is really important. I mean, that will get you shows. And I was able to do that mural because of someone that I had met at our gallery when we were doing shows. He came and then met Jesse and then asked us, like, they were doing a paint day down at Burnside Skate Park. They repaint it pretty often.
Mm-hmm.
So they were like, oh, come down. So I think just being involved with the community gets you opportunities for sure.
Yeah, networking is maybe more important than the art itself.
Yeah, I mean, it just depends how much work you want to put into any of it.
Yeah.
I think you could sell... I mean, I don't know if there's bad art, but you could sell bad art if you're a good salesperson, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah. I mean, I hear that. I think that's how basically pop music works.
Yeah.
It's gotten to a level where I think they need to just be different. doesn't necessarily have to be good. Just doesn't have to sound like it did last year.
Right, right.
Totally. What are some current music artists you're into?
Let's see. Right now, there's a lot of Portland bands I really like that I've been going to see.
Nice.
But on Friday at Mississippi Studios, Old Time Religion is playing, and they're one of my favorite bands to see live. They're
Mississippi Studios. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. They are like a punk band from 20 years ago that's nice. Like still going pretty strong. They're from Olympia.
Okay.
And they're playing with Sea Moss, who I really like, who's a local Portland band. Mm-hmm. Who else have I been going to see? The UVs are super awesome.
Nice.
Yeah. I really like going to Turn, Turn, Turn. It's in North Portland.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, they have really great local shows. Another local place I like to see is The Firkin. It's on like 11th and Division.
Okay.
And they do like, their shows are always free, I think. And very it's cool. really great. It's like a, it's like kind of a divey bar, super cheap, strong drinks and free shows.
Nice.
So, yeah, super awesome. But other than that, like at home, my partner's really good at making playlists on like Spotify. So that's there's awesome. Always just like all different kinds of.
That's good that he can do it for you. Because yeah. I hate picking out stuff.
I'm so bad at it. I'll like listen to the same thing Me over too. And over again.
I think when I was younger, I remember putting tracks on repeat and not noticing it for hours. I'm like, wait, I've been listening to this song.
For so long, yeah. I'll do that like in my van right now. I've had the same like 4 CDs because it has like a disc changer in there.
Yeah.
And I've been listening to them for like a year. And like I should really change them.
Uh-huh.
But, I have like Pelican Osmond is a local Portland band.
Okay.
So I have their CD in it. Nice. And I've just been listening to that like over and over again.
Sweet.
I'm sure my kids think I'm crazy. They're like, what are you listening to?
As a musician, I was just wondering if people were still listening to CDs. If I should print out a CD or if I should even bother or just do an MP3 with like a QR code on.
I don't know. I mean, not everybody has a new car.
Right.
I had a car last year that had a tape player in it, so I was buying tapes from every artist I could so I could listen to the tapes, but now I don't have a tape player, so now I just have these tapes. But now definitely I buy CDs because my car.
Nice. What's the last CD you bought, like at local shows, you mean?
Yeah.
Portland bands. Nice.
Yeah, I haven't bought like a CD at a regular store in a very long time.
Right. I think that's interesting that you make that point. I guess now CDs are just be sold by indie bands mostly.
Right.
There are record stores. I guess they succeed in Portland because they have like the whole 90s vibe going on here.
Yeah, people still buy records for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. We buy records at shows because we have a record player, so.
Oh, so you like the whole analog sound vibe?
Yeah, I think it's just fun, like I was saying earlier, just to have an item to go along with the experience and being able to support the people that, you know,
as an artist you could probably appreciate album artwork. I like the physical copies of the video games for some reason.
Yeah, same thing. Yeah, I did a one of my other favorite bands, Small Leaks Sink Ships, they're from Portland, and they used my art on their LP, and it was like really awesome to see my artwork on a record.
They pay you for it?
They bought the artwork.
That's cool.
So that's kind of my deal. I mean, if you're like a small band that can't afford it, you know, then I would totally, if I like the band, I'll let them put my art on there.
But they bought it?
They bought the piece of art. Okay. So yeah, I was like, oh, make a deal.
Yeah.
Although I probably would have let them.
But normally,
just use it.
If someone bought it and then they wanted to use it, you'd charge like an additional licensing fee or something.
Yeah, it just depends what the situation is, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'd like to help people out if I can, if they're not taking advantage of what I'm offering.
Would you ever consider doing animation work?
Oh, I don't know if I have the patience for that.
Right.
I definitely just like stuff to be done. Like I'm working on some process videos to put online, and that's like hard for me to like sit there and edit the stuff. And
yeah, I hate using the mouse too much, actually.
Yeah,
uncomfortable.
Not good for you either, I don't think.
Do you do mostly paintbrush art, or do you ever work on like a tablet or something like that, digital art?
Oh, I've never done digital art. No.
Did you ever try it?
Maybe. We just got an iPad, like a brand new one, like an iPad Pro. So there's I probably could try it.
Where'd you buy this dress? It's really cool.
Oh, I bought it online from, her name's Penelope Gosin. She's an artist in LA and she just makes like ridiculous clothes.
They're awesome.
Like it's really, I own 3 of these dresses. That's how much I like it.
Goes with the tattoos.
Yeah. It's definitely, it's awesome.
Yeah, for sure. So have you played live music in Portland?
Yeah, I did the one show at our space that we had True Measure.
Yeah.
With the mask, and I played the saxophone. I don't think I have done any other live music. I don't really like getting up in front of people. I like to play music. I don't know if I need to perform it.
Yeah. So I'm reading that you work with prolific artist Jesse Reno. You shared studio space. How was that?
That's good. That's my boyfriend.
Right. Yeah. Sorry about
that. Yeah. No, he's awesome. He's been full time for like 16, 17 years. And yeah. I feel lucky to get to work with him and watch him.
Do you think you would have started art without that inspiration?
I don't know. I mean, he was definitely just really encouraging, like telling me that I was like good at it, you know, and then also having the resources. Like I had the resources to like take pictures of my artwork. He helped me like get a website. Yeah. Like a lot of those things, if people don't have someone that can help them,
they won't do it.
Yeah. Or it's just harder. So, and I got a lot of connections from him. He's very involved in the art community. So. Mm-hmm. Definitely lucky. We're a good team.
Nice. Do you guys like to go hiking around Portland?
I'm not. I like going on walks. I'm not really a hiker.
City walks?
Yeah, I like city walking.
Nice.
Yeah. Luckily, where we live now, like there's like a coffee shop we can walk to, so that's nice. I like that. I like walking and getting coffee.
Mm-hmm. Is that where you get most exercise? Do you ever do yoga or anything?
I do some yoga. I like to bike. I bike a lot.
Uh-huh. Bike ride? Ever do that?
No.
I think I always consider it, and I'm like, no, I'm not going to actually do it. It's too much work.
It's normally cold out too.
It's always cold out.
Yeah.
And then when one time it wasn't, I was like, still not going to do it.
No. It's a trick.
It's a trip to get yourself to do that too.
Yeah. No, I don't know. Yeah, I have 3 kids, so I run around after them all the time and always something to do.
Yeah. What do you like to cook at home? Like, what are some experimental things you've cooked and you're like, I'm glad I did that. That turned out pretty cool.
I like to cook Indian food a lot, and I like to cook with lamb.
Yeah.
I don't know. I cook a lot, but I don't necessarily like it.
Who does most of the cooking at home?
Me.
Regrettably?
Our new place is really nice, and the kitchen is just like off of the studio, so I can be like in the kitchen like cooking, and then I can see.
That's cool.
I can see my paintings and be thinking about them instead of that I'm cooking.
Yeah, for sure.
Or cleaning the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
But
do you like the craft beer scene in Portland?
Oh, I mean, I love beer, but I can't really drink it anymore. I feel like I'm like getting older, and it doesn't really agree with me. Mm-hmm. But I definitely, you know, like Jesse will get a beer and I'll like take a drink of it and I'll be like, that's good.
Uh-huh.
But it's cool. It's cool to see Portland grow so much, because as a child, like I would go somewhere and they'd be like, where you live? I'm like, Portland, Oregon. And they're like, where's that? Is that by Seattle? You know?
Yeah, yeah.
But now like everybody knows about Portland. So I don't know. I'm proud of Portland. I think it's, even though it's kind of crazy.
Yeah, most people want it to stay hidden. They don't want people moving out here.
Yeah.
Can't stop it.
No.
As long as, if it's going to be good, people are going to want to come.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the hardest thing for me is, like, friends I grew up with who, like, can't afford to live here anymore. So it's, like, sucks to see that, and the traffic sucks, but.
Yeah. What's your favorite ice cream?
Ugh.
And have you tried salt and straw?
Well, yes, of course. I don't know if I have a favorite. I haven't been eating sugar, so I don't get to have ice cream
so
anymore.
Lucky. How do you get this discipline?
I don't know. You know, I think I just realized that when I do eat sugar, I do not feel good.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know. I always connect, like, I get the sugar rush. I'm like, I feel good these 20 seconds. That's what I do in my head. How do you connect in your head?
I don't know. I mean, I like went a year without eating sugar, so that helped.
Ice cream, though, so good.
I know. Yeah, the ice cream was hard for me. I do like to drink, so that was,
soda.
Oh, yeah, I can't do soda. Now I have sugar, and I'm like, oh, it's so sweet.
Yeah, I hear you on that. I do it in, like, very short bursts of sugar when I do have it.
But I really like pie, so that's...
You're more pie over cake?
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. What's the scariest movie you've seen so far?
Oh, I don't watch scary movies.
More funny stuff?
I don't really watch... I don't really watch movies anymore.
TV's better than movies now.
I know. I'm trying to think of the last movie I saw, and I can't remember.
Uh-huh. If you could shop for free at one store, which store would it be?
Oh, man. Well, I'd probably say, like, Fred Meyer's or the grocery store. Costco, maybe.
Costco's a good one. Yeah. Pretty much everything you
ever
need.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, because you get, like, $1,000 worth of stuff.
Yeah, I wouldn't have to buy anything anymore. Spend a lot of money on food. Food is, like, getting more and more expensive, I feel like. It's...
Yeah,
my grocery bill just keeps going up and up, and I think I'm buying the same things.
If you do a lot of vegetables, consider growing stuff in a garden, but that's more work for you.
It's so much. I had a garden last year, and I was like, oh man, I don't know if this was.
I'm on third year of my community garden, and I think this will be my final year.
Yeah,
so I have to drive out there 10 minutes, and then I have to do the work.
I think I'll probably, we have a pretty big yard where we're at now, so I got to find a place. It has a lot of big trees around it, so I don't have a super sunny spot. So I'm trying to find somewhere, trying to watch the sun and see where it could go if I do that. But then we have dogs.
Mm.
So.
How many dogs?
Two. They're both like mutts. One's like 16, almost 17.
Yeah.
And he's like 80 pounds and just old and huge. And the other one's like 5 and just a crazy, she's crazy.
Grow up with cats at all?
Yeah, I did. I had a cat named Kitty for a long time.
Nice.
Yeah.
What would you do if you were invisible for one day?
If I was invisible for one day, I don't know. Probably just like go paint and nobody could see me or something. Leave me alone. Everybody would just leave me alone for a day, maybe.
Pull the paint in front of the people, and they would see just paint coming on a wall. They don't know how it's coming there.
Right.
Would you do that?
Yeah.
Take people out.
Take a video of it, you know.
Take a video of you painting on a wall in front of someone freaking out.
Oh, yeah. Like, what's
so many
happening?
YouTube views that are good for Melissa Monroe on Instagram.
Yeah. I need to work on that. Get my YouTube video views up.
Yeah. Have you considered doing like time lapse stuff for Instagram?
I'm working on it. I just got my whole video set up, like,
yeah,
actually set up from moving and stuff. So, yeah.
Have any pet peeves?
Pet peeves. I don't like repetitive noise.
I don't like that either. Yeah.
Like annoying noises. I don't like people just like showing up in my house unannounced.
Unsolicited.
Yeah. Like,
or calling unsolicited.
It's like, or I don't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. People just like showing up without telling me, like even friends. I'm like, I'm doing something.
Right. Yeah. I hate that too.
I don't know.
I hate it when I'm doing anything and then something happened, like the phone alerts me or something. Yeah. I'm like, I gotta go find out what, I gotta get myself out of this moment now. Even just watching something, it's just like, oh, I gotta go see what this is now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's gonna be a bad thing is what I think for some reason. I don't know why.
Oh no. Yeah, I think I'm used to a lot of interruption in my life with just like having kids and stuff.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, but trying to make definitely the point of moving our studio and our house into one was just to be like less interrupted and be able to just like focus on painting more.
Yeah.
And have more like interrupted days or uninterrupted days
mm-hmm.
of work.
Are you into science fiction?
Not really. I used to read when I was in high school, I was really into it. Like, I read all the Ray Bradbury books. It's like science fiction.
I liked Ray Bradbury.
Yeah.
What was that one? Did you read that one about that guy that had tattoos all over his body?
I don't know. I wouldn't remember. I don't have very good recall on that stuff, but
I think they did some. I'm wondering why they don't do like a Ray Bradbury TV show or something. Like,
I know. It seems like a lot of the books would work really well. Did he write 451 or
Fahrenheit 451? I think is a movie.
Yeah. I think that's it.
Yeah.
Maybe they're too strange or something.
There's one that I remember specifically in high school. The Martians are the monster. Like, the humans are actually the monsters that stuck with me like forever.
I'm
like,
yeah.
Yeah. Humans are monsters.
It is so true.
It's true. Yeah.
Yeah. Been watching that the new Netflix Planet Earth show.
I was just watching that.
It's like so, it's so depressing.
Real, yeah.
It's just like you're like, oh, what are people doing to the Earth?
Also, but, and you just look at our lives and you're like, well, we're pretty minuscule,
right? Yeah, totally. Both those things.
Yeah. Well, it's been a great show.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me.
Absolutely.
Then jealousy.